Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Elon Musk is continuing to threaten firings of government workers hours after employees were told they didn't need to comply with his demands to explain what federal employees actually do. Writing on a social media platform, Musk said, subject to the discretion of the president, they will be given another chance. Failure to respond a second time will result in termination. The AP's Chris Majerian at the White House reports the Musk order has been met with mixed messages.
Even though the president has put loyalists in charge of several agencies, some of them are pushing back against Elon Musk's order, mostly involving national security. So intelligence, Justice Department, State Department, Pentagon, they're telling employees, do not respond. However, other agencies such as Education and Interior are encouraging employees to respond.
Musk bristled at resistance, saying federal workers hate even the tiniest amount of accountability. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.